KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, 6 degrees above zero, the wind chill of 16 below. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In the news, the city of Shelby will be getting some extra law enforcement help from Shelby County through the addition of a part-time sheriff's deputy. The hiring of a deputy was approved last week by the county's Board of Supervisors. Once hired, the individual will increase protection to the city of Shelby, provide more district court security, and assist with the transporting of mental health patients and criminals. The sheriff's office received 11 applications for the position. The next step begins on Friday, tomorrow, with a state-required written test for those applicants. Shelby County Sheriff Mark Hervey says he spoke with the Shelby City Council for several months about the need to add a part-time deputy.
They've asked for additional patrol within the city of Shelby. I give them 4 hours a week additional coverage plus the 24 hours coverage. And the reason the way that I can do that is I ask the deputies to put in overtime.
Hervey says the added patrol in the area is because Shelby has had more calls for law enforcement.
They have the trucking firm down there. They have Menards. They have the interstate. And I think Shelby's growing. The additional housing that they have since constructed down there, I believe that's all been sold. So I think it's a growing community. And they in the past year have had additional calls for law enforcement assistance.
The sheriff says that the applicants who test tomorrow score a certain percentage on the written exam. They'll perform the agility test that same day.
That consists of running a mile for time, push-ups, sit-ups, general physical agility. Then if you pass that process, the next process is the interview process. And myself and the chief deputy will sit down and interview the top three candidates that we feel would be good for our position. Then we will pick two of those candidates from the top three and send them to Des Moines for psychological testing. So it's quite a process anymore to get a man on board.
Hervey says as sheriff, he does feel some added pressure to hire the right candidate as a sheriff's deputy.
Being a deputy sheriff for Shelby County is a great responsibility, and we always look for the best candidate for that position. And should we pick a candidate that's not certified by the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy, then that deputy has to go to Des Moines for several weeks for training, and that's a process in itself also.
The sheriff says out of the 11 applicants, two are certified through the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy and will not have to take the written or physical tests. The person ultimately selected for the position will be required to reside in Shelby. The county will split the wages and benefits paid to that individual, subject to wage and benefit increases, with the city of Shelby, and will postpone replacing an existing vehicle until next year. News time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday received a quarterly update from County Conservation Director Micah Lee. Lee said the weather up until recently had really cooperated and allowed the Conservation Department staff to conduct a lot of tree and shrub and other necessary cleanup work of the various county parks and recreational areas.
Cold Springs, we have quite a few dead oaks up there, so we've been trimming them up, cutting them down, chopping them up into firewood. We have a couple others that are living trees there, but they're growing right along the road. And they kind of present problems for the campers getting around, so we have to need to contact the state forester and or regional forester and get permission to cut those down just so we can have a little better maneuverability within the park up there. We've also been working on fixing up the pit toilet down by the beach. It's been abused this last summer pretty bad, a lot of vandalism. We're replacing, got new windows ordered for it, and we've kind of started to gut the inside, and hopefully we'll get that finished before the season opens up. fish farm, we removed all our signs and the equipment that we had down there, and the city took over management on the 1st of January.
Like I said, also that their environmental education naturalist, Laura Schwendinger, has been busy during the past quarter.
She's put on 96 programs and seen 1,785 people, and that goes from elementary students all the way up to visiting senior citizens and giving general public class. She's done rain barrel workshops. We do our yearly Halloween hike. We've had birdhouse building workshops as well.
In other news, the Atlantic Board of Education heard an update Tuesday night from the District Technology Coordinator Roger Warren with regard to the new ICN, or Iowa Communications Network, classroom at the high school. Superintendent Mike Amstein said that Warren talked about running a fiber optic line that would complete the fiber optic system connecting the district's buildings.
The board approved last night a vendor for Roger to negotiate with on the fiber line. Based on the requirements of E-rate, we have to put that out to bid. Once those proposals come in, then the board selects a vendor, and then Roger continues to negotiate with that.
Currently, the district runs a wireless system between the Atlantic High School and Middle School, and while that's okay in the short term, Amstein says the data demands of the high school limits what they can do in transferring data between the schools. He says the current amount of data they can work with, about 25 megabytes with the ICN, causes problems when combined with their wireless network. Amstein said also the board on Tuesday approved on the second reading a policy pertaining to the use of video cameras on school premises and discussed the relocation of the hospital school. He said they've been looking at two sites but have narrowed that down to one. Sioux City police are investigating a shooting that left one person injured. The 30-year-old man was shot in the leg during an argument with someone passing in a car Tuesday night. Police said the man was walking near Dale Street Park on the city's north side when the car with an unknown number of people in it pulled up and began arguing with him. Police say someone inside the car then shot the victim before fleeing the scene. The suspect was last seen in a new white Chevy Impala. The victim was taken to a local hospital where he was treated for what police said were non-life-threatening injuries. The Cass County Extension Service reminds area residents that free tax preparation services will be available in southwest Iowa for low and moderate income families as part of the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, or VITA, program. For more information or to make an appointment, you can call the Cass County Extension office in Atlantic at 712-243-1132 anytime after January 18th. Other tax sites will also be available in Logan, Harlan, Malvern, Red Oak, Clarinda, and Shenandoah. Services will be provided by IRS-trained and certified local volunteers who utilize the TaxWise software to complete returns. Only basic federal, Iowa, and nearby state returns will be processed. Most returns will be electronically filed, and to speed up the refund process, participants are encouraged to have a savings or bank account, although it's not required. Taxpayers can have refunds deposited into more than one account and also purchase Series 1 or Series I U.S. savings bonds. The program is open to Iowa residents in Harrison, Shelby, Audubon, rural Pottawatomie, Cass, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Participants should have a low to moderate income below 200% of the poverty level. For example, yearly income should be less than $37,060 for a family of three, less than $44,700 for a family of four, or less than $52,340 for a family of five. And taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, it turns out that 2011 was a big year for retail sales. The Commerce Department says sales totaled a record $4.7 trillion, a gain of nearly 8% over 2010. It was the largest percentage increase since 1999. In a separate report, the Labor Department says new applications for unemployment benefits jumped to 399,000 last week because of seasonal layoffs. Police in Philadelphia have arrested a man they say opened fire on a carload of teenagers, killing three of them. Police allege that Axel Barreto fired shots at the teens after they arrived at his house late Tuesday to confront his stepsons in an ongoing feud. Two of the dead teens were 14 and one was 16 years old. The former principal of a high school in southwestern Florida is facing criminal misdemeanor charges for allegedly hypnotizing students. Officials say George Kennedy hypnotized two students at Northport High before each committed suicide last year. Kenny had been warned by his boss to stop the hypnotizing. And Alaskans only wish they were just knee-deep in snow. More snow is hitting the state today, and some parts haven't even dug out from the last storm. Anchorage, which has seen more than 81 inches of snow since July, is expected to get another 18 inches. Another 4 to 7 inches could be added to the 172 inches that Cordova, Alaska, has received since the start of November. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in our funeral announcements, Gladys Hansen, age 89, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Gladys Hansen will be today at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dennis Armstrong, age 46, of Harlan, died January 4th at his home. Memorial services for Dennis Armstrong will be today at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Maisie Rice, age 93, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Maisie Rice will be today at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Diane Zapf, age 75, of Panora, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Diane Zapf will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Arlene Reapy, age 95, of Griswold, died January 5th at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Arlene Reapy will be Friday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Frank Clark, age 64, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Frank Clark will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Edward Kotsky, age 85, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Edward Kotsky will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Bob Swanson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial service for Bob Swanson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Larry Torrey, age 75, of Council Bluffs, died Sunday at the Risen Sun Christian Village. Funeral services for Larry Torrey will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Wanda Cook, age 93, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Wanda Cook will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Liana Jensen, age 104, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Liana Jensen will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Ewalt, age 84, of Manila, died Monday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Dolores Ewalt are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And 54-year-old James Lewis of Atlantic died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. There are no services planned for James Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family with the arrangements. That is a check of the news brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.